Hi, welcome to Navigating Developmental Delay Podcast. I'm Ms. Burr.
And I'm Dr. Hamilton.
We want to welcome you and encourage you to follow us on social media. You can find us on our Twitter platform at NavigatingDevel1, Instagram, all one word, Navigating Developmental Delay, and Facebook. We hope that you visit our social media sites. You can access them through our episode webpage or wherever you get your podcasts. Our website is also on there, navigatingdevelopmentaldelays.com. Be sure to check out our tweets as we will tweet out articles that we refer to on our podcast, and the links can also be found in our episode webpage.
So we wanted to go over our medical disclaimer real briefly at the beginning of each episode. We want to stress that we are putting this information out there for informational purposes only. We want to stress that we are not giving anyone medical advice or occupational therapy advice. For medical advice, you should reach out to your children's pediatrician or family physician only. So our podcast and blog disclaimer, while we make every effort to broadcast correct information, we are still learning. One doctor and occupational therapist may have a different way of doing things from another. We welcome any comments, suggestions, or correction of errors. We take no money from advertisers at this time. By listening to this podcast or reading our blog, you agree not to use this podcast or blog as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others, including but not limited to patients that you are treating. Consult your family physician or your own physician for any medical issues you may be having. This entire disclaimer also applies to any guests or contributors to the podcast or blog. Under no circumstances shall Navigating Developmental Delays podcast, any guests or contributors to the podcast, or blog, or any employees, associates, be responsible for damages arising from use of the podcast or blog. For a more detailed disclaimer, please visit our website at navigatingdevelopmentaldelays.com.
We're back. This is Ms. Burr.
And this is Dr. Hamilton.
And we want to welcome you back to our podcast. Apologies that we've been away for a few months, as I'm sure all of you listeners have experienced as well. It's been a very busy time between holidays and world events and just some personal things. We had to take some time. It is now almost a year into the pandemic, and between all of these things, we certainly are ready to talk about our topic today, which is self-care. We feel like self-care looks different for everybody, so we're going to talk a little bit about some practical tips that you can use to take care of yourself, something that are short little moments that you can use, little strategies, because we realize as parents, especially if you are, you know, working with your children in school and working and running businesses and all those great things that parents are doing, it's not easy to take that, you know, hour for a bubble bath or give yourself a lavish meal, things that I think we hear all the time as parents, but realize, you know, that that's not going to be so helpful. So today we want to talk a little bit about the things that you can do, those 5-minute things that will make a difference in your day. And Dr. Hamilton, you had sent me some great information first just about self-compassion. And so do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So I think in terms of when you see a lot of things geared towards parents and self-care, I think that a lot of those suggestions that are very well-meaning are sometimes very impractical. Like just you're saying, no one really has an hour to devote to themselves. So sometimes finding, you know, some time for yourself in the typical things you're doing, like, you know, just taking a longer shower or taking a few minutes to just kind of like practice self-compassion and self-care. We wanted to touch on some practical things you could do that you don't have to set aside or schedule time, extra time in your day. So we won't talk a lot about, you know, long, you know, things that you have to devote time to, but just things you can do on a daily basis for most of us who are working parents, who also have kids who may or may not be homeschooling. We're just going to discuss some quick practical strategies that you need to be more compassionate towards yourself. And compassion towards yourself as a parent, it can be a really hard thing sometimes when you feel like you're struggling to just get by. Again, it's been a year. When we started this podcast, I don't think that any of us realized at that time that we would be, you know, so long into the pandemic and still dealing with the same questions we were dealing with last year, although, you know, there is some hope on the horizon. So there was a couple of really, really good articles that talked about self-compassion. And I will put links to these articles from the New York Times and some other sources I'll mention. So one of the first things I want to say in terms of practicing self-compassion, I want all of you people who are listening right now to give yourself a pat on the back. But the fact that you're doing everything for your kids in the midst of everything that's happening is it's a great victory. And I think sometimes the daily things we take for granted that we have to do, we have to appreciate that we're still doing them.
Right.
In the midst of everything, right? We're still doing those things.
Sure.
So there is a really good article in the Times that we tweeted out earlier that talked about how saying no is self-care for parents. And I'll put a link to that again. But one of the things that we, you know, want to just mention is that if there's a lot of tasks that you're adding on to your family, you know, extra things that can help, and if someone particularly really, really wants to, you know, do this particular activity, if you're overwhelmed and trying to get through your day, you don't have to do everything, right? If a family member wants you to help with something and you don't have enough time to do everything, it is perfectly okay to say no.
Right. Yeah, I think that's really important, especially right now when, you know, we've hit that wall. It's been a year. I know my children are very tired of all the extra Zooms and things that they are required to do that just are really more sitting, honestly, and mm-hmm. interacting in that way. Mm-hmm. I know we've really evaluated, well, what activity do we want to do today? What's important? And mm-hmm. Have learned that it's okay to say, no, I'm not going to log in and do this fun extra Boy Scout activity today, because mm-hmm. it's just not going to serve the purpose we need. Instead, we're going to go outside mm-hmm. and we're going to take that time. And so I definitely think learning what you want to value for that day and learning to say no is a really important step in the self-care.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that we see, you know, as people who, you know, work with kids and work with parents, is I think that sometimes parents can be really hard on ourselves, because the way, you know, ideal motherhood or ideal parenthood is presented,
sure,
it doesn't really take into account the mother or the father. It's more like about the kids, and that's very important. We both work with kids and we know how important that is, but you also have to learn how to do self-care. So there's a psychiatrist that writes a lot for the New York Times, Dr. Lakshman, and she has an online course where she talks about, you know, we learn as parents how we take classes, learn how to breastfeed, how to give birth, but when do we learn how to take care of yourself? So we'll put a link to some of those resources as well, but I think it's really important to see that as important an activity that's worthy of your time, even if it's 5 minutes a day. When you set really large goals, you know, I don't know about you, we'll talk about self-care in terms of like how we practice it, but a lot of times when I say I will exercise for an hour, it doesn't really happen.
Mm-hmm.
If I say, okay, I'll exercise for 15 minutes, I'm much more likely to get that done. So start small. And then, you know, just start there. You don't have to work up to anything. Just be where you are.
Yeah, I think that's a great point when you're really working on this, is first thinking about what is relaxing to you, what does feel good, you know, what is going to give you that energy and space to face your day. And then, again, setting that realistic expectation for you. I certainly agree with you, Dr. Hamilton. Mm-hmm. I get completely overwhelmed if I start to add everything up together and say, well, I need to exercise and now I need to eat healthy and I need to make sure I go outside, and all those things are great for my self-care, but it gets overwhelming very quickly, mm-hmm. which is not good for your self-care.
Right.
So I love the idea of just some self-compassion first, and then those 5 minute little breaks that you're gonna give yourself are great.
So I think we as parents need to be less critical of ourselves. And I think that one of the, you know, recommendations people have about that is talk to yourself as if you would talk to a friend or as you would talk to your child. Because remember, if you're really hard on yourself, that's how your child is going to pick up and, you know, learn from. So I think that modeling self-care is really, really important for your kids to see, right? It's very important to show our kids, especially our daughters and our sons too, it's okay to take time for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to say no to things that are unnecessary in the moment. And, you know, treat yourself the way you would treat your kids. Like, would you ever say to your kids, 4 hours of sleep is good enough. We don't need any more sleep. You'll be fine.
Right.
Just drink some coffee. So I think that, you know, even if you don't have the luxury of doing as much sleep for your kids as you would do, as much sleep for yourself, I mean, if as you would do for your kids, but treat yourself the way you would treat your kids. You know, would you ever say you shouldn't exercise? There's no time to take care of that for your kids.
Right.
So I think if you think about it that way, it is a different way of looking at it, because I think a lot of times parents are overwhelmed, mm-hmm. and they're, you know, we all are guilty of this, of putting ourselves last sometimes. We'll get everything else done, then I'll get to this. But we need to put ourselves a little bit higher on the list, just to be healthy and to model that for our kids as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. And to the modeling piece, I think is wonderful. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've had a therapy session and we're trying to figure out what's going to be calming and organizing for the child. And I'll ask the parent, well, what do you do, you know, when you get frustrated or when you need a break and you need to take care of yourself? And often parents, they can't give me a response because they haven't really mm-hmm. thought about that themselves. And so it's really important that you can articulate that to your child and say, you know, mom's taking a break right now. I'm going to mm-hmm. just, you know, sit down on the couch for 5 minutes and I'm going to take some deep breaths. That's mm-hmm. wonderful for your child to see. Mm-hmm. And then gives you, you know, I think also that dual purpose of you're meeting your needs, but you're also giving some great modeling for your child.
Right. And, you know, kids are sometimes a little resistant to that, because I know I've told, you know, one of my kids that I need 5 minutes of quiet time, and I've been told you can get quiet time when you're sleeping. So it's okay to gently, as a parent, push back and say, you know, I would really like 5 minutes of quiet time now. I just need to, you know, finish my coffee or tea or just sit for 5 minutes quietly. It's okay to ask for that. You're not being a bad parent by asking for that.
Right. Oh, and I love what you just said right there, because I think so many times you hear that from parents is that guilt, you know, mm-hmm. am I allowed to have my child go and play a game by mm-hmm. themselves? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I think that independent play is so important. And that allows you that time then to do what you need to do.
No, I think that's completely, you know, accurate, because I think that We all feel guilty as parents, and I think that mommy guilt is a whole topic we'll dive into sometime. Sure. But I think it is okay to say no at times. You know, if you don't want to make a, you know, gourmet meal that someone really wants at home, it's okay to do that another day. It's okay to not do that today if you're overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about those 5 minutes. You know, we're talking a lot about giving yourself just a few minutes at a time, but you know, what are some of the things that you can do in that 5 minute span that actually would be beneficial for your mental health and for your physical health?
So I think that we talked briefly before about things like meditation apps. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple, like, and again, this is just our suggestions. We're not doing it because we're being paid to endorse any of them. We're not getting paid for anything. Mindspace, Calm, and Pacify are really helpful apps that oftentimes will help us in terms of, even if you take like a 5 minute break, even if you are, you know, taking a 5 minute break to just do a meditation, it makes a difference. You know, another thing that some people find helpful is doing a gratitude journal. Like there's something like a 5 minute gratitude journal that sometimes, because of all the negative things that have happened this year, it's really hard when there's all this negative information bombarding us.
Sure.
It's helpful to step back and really try to focus on some of the positives, which have been hard to find sometimes, right?
Right.
So with all the negative things going on, it's important to make yourself run through this exercise, because sometimes, you know, taking time out to be grateful for the things that you still have is helpful. And there's a, you know, 5 minute gratitude journal for kids too. Sometimes I'll do it together with my kids, because it helps us bond over it. But a lot of the things, like in journals similar to this, or even if you do it in a different way, it has things like, you know, something great that happened today. And then when you think that like that every day, it does change how you approach things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think there's been a lot of nice studies out there that show recognizing the good parts of your day and having gratitude can have a really positive impact on your mental health. So I think that's a wonderful suggestion. What do you do, since we're speaking of self-care and being able to, you know, have those moments? Do you do anything specific that helps you through the day?
You're going to laugh at this, but sometimes I just watch TV for, you know, 15-20 minutes. That's completely mindless, where you don't have to think about anything, and it's like a mental break.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful.
But you know, there's a center in Berkeley, the Greater Good Center, and there was a really good article I read about the parenting program director, who's a developmental psychologist, and I'm going to quote from the article. It's a direct quote from the article. So she said, you know, how is self-compassion related to parenting? A recent study found that self-compassionate parents of adult children with developmental disabilities tend to have lower levels of stress and depression. In a 2015 study of parents of kids with autism, self-compassion is linked to more life satisfaction, hope, and re-engagement with life goals. Another study found that self-compassion may act as a shield against internalizing stigma, the negative evaluations and feelings others have about parenting children with autism. So that's the end of the quote, but it's really important to see that it's really, and I can put the abstracts to the articles that the, you know, this particular person was quoting, but it's really, really important to know that when you have that, there's science behind the fact that self-compassion leads you to be less stressed out. So a lot of the energy, when I talk to parents sometimes, a lot of the energy that they're spending feeling bad about something that happened, or I could have done better with this, I usually tell them, take that energy and put it into something else. Mm-hmm. Because if you were thinking and you were caught up in your thoughts for like 30 minutes, oh my God, I shouldn't have done this, I should have done this differently, take that 30 minutes and do something else.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to be productive to be stuck in that thought when you can give yourself some grace and know that, you know, you are trying your best and this is hard. You know, certainly parenting a child with a disability is a challenge on top of all the other challenges we're facing right now in the pandemic. So I think that you absolutely have to find a way to move forward and give yourself that compassion that we're talking about. It's so important.
Right. And, you know, two specific things that you could do, and I'll put a link to that article, the loving kindness meditation. It has more information about that. And visualizing the presence of someone who's important to you when you need parenting support. So if there's a, you know, someone that you are very close to that was always a good presence for you, how would they answer your parenting question? Or if you were struggling with that, how would they answer that? And I think that's, you know, a common, you know, CBT tool. Sometimes people will use that when they are going to a counselor, like, how would someone who really cared about you answer you if you had a parenting question? How would they handle it? And how would they, you know, handle your distress at, you know, something maybe you think you could have done differently? I think we're really hard on ourselves as parents, but if you count up, if you think 15 minutes you were focusing on, oh, I should have done it this way, I should have done it this way. If you're doing that like 4 or 5 times a day, that's like more than an hour. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have taken that long bubble bath if you really wanted, but you could have done something with that time that's more productive. So when you catch yourself being really self-critical with the negative thoughts, it's really important to try to realize that, you know, thoughts come and go, but dwelling on the thought for an hour, that's a behavior, right? So you have to think about stopping the thought when it comes and say, okay, I feel this thought, it's going to come in and I'm going to let it go, and now I'm going to do something different. You have to make a conscious choice to try to use that time maybe differently, or to, you know, shape your thoughts in a different way.
And I know that's not easy. Very easy said than done. Mm-hmm. I can share a little success just from, you know, one of my friends who I know just personally is working very hard on this idea of self-compassion. Mm-hmm. What she likes to do is actually text us a picture of something, you know, that is a win for her. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's letting her kids stay in pajamas a little bit longer in the day, mm-hmm. so that mm-hmm. she can sit and have that cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if it's something that she's really struggling with to take care of herself, just sending us a text saying, I'm going to go do it now. I'm going to go walk. And so we can cheer her on. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it helps when you have that group of people that is also pushing you to make sure that you're mm-hmm. taking care of yourself. So, mm-hmm.
and I think finding a support that you can check in with and cheer you on, I think that's really helpful. But, you know, I think know that, you know, you are going to be your best support. You know, having that village makes such a big difference. But sometimes we are our harshest critics. Mm-hmm. And I think that just being compassionate with yourself and saying, you know, it's okay. I didn't do the laundry today. I'll do it tomorrow. It's right. Perfectly okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think this is all great advice, you know, just to kind of pull it all together, that self-compassion, and then within that, finding something that really does work for you, whether it's the breathing or the gratitude journal, mm-hmm. You know, that cup of coffee, healthy eating. There's lots of different things that you can pull depending on your personality and what you like to do. But I love the overall message of, you know, give yourself that break, give yourself that time, and it will make you a better parent. It will help your children see how to do that and also teach them those skills for the future.
Right. I mean, there was a study in the Times about how 4 seconds of intense aerobic activity over time can give you more health benefits than expected. Breathing is the same way. If you can do, you know, breathing on a regular basis, even if you do it for a few minutes a day. So, you know, if we can commit to like 5 minutes every morning, 5 minutes every night, as we get better at doing it, we can incorporate it quickly in our day without having to plan ahead of time. Mm-hmm. But I think just, you know, even commit to 5 minutes a day. If you're not doing anything, 5 minutes a day is an improvement from that.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a great start.
Absolutely. So sorry we've been away so long. We have some good episodes coming up for you guys. And if you have any thoughts on other things you want to hear about, please, you know, send us a message. It's really important, I think, for us to just kind of take care of each other. And this has been a hard year, so we all need to kind of take some time, step back. And with everything that's happening over the next few months, you know, decisions about what's happening with schools, what's happening with vaccines that we'll talk about in future episodes. I think those are things that, you know, a lot of new things to think about, ponder. But if we can really commit to giving ourselves like just a 5 minute break when we are able to, I think that really goes a long ways towards helping us build resilience and teaching our kids how to be resilient. That makes a big difference. We know that, you know, kids who see their parents be more self-compassionate and less self-critical will have more resilience. That makes a big difference. So, you know, there's a, you know, hidden agenda in this too. If you take better care of yourselves, your kids learn to take better care of themselves and their internal voice is more compassionate.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Wonderful.
Well, great to talk to you guys, and we'll be back soon.